Title: Warehouse. Phil Stack for Sunrise set emotion in Ableton. Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This lesson is about that very specific warehouse sunrise feeling, where the drums aren't just drums anymore. They're the storytelling layer. The groove is still rolling, still functional, still keeping the room moving, but the fills start to feel like emotion. Like the track is opening up. We're going to build something I rely on a lot for jungle and early DNB aesthetics. A fill stack. Not one fill pattern you copy and paste, but a stack you can morph. It'll give you controlled chaos, tension, and then that big airy payoff right before a section change, without flattening your groove or blowing up your master. We'll stay around 165 BPM, and we're doing this with Ableton Live 12 stock devices. First, set your tempo to 165. Jump into arrangement view, and do yourself a favor, put locators at 8 bars and 16 bars. Even if you're not doing a full arrangement today, it forces you to think in phrases. Jungle fills land best when they're phrase aware. Now decide where your fills live. Micro fills are usually the last half bar. Classic jungle fills are often the last full bar. And that sunrise lift moment is usually the last two bars, or at least the last two beats, before a drop or a section change. And here's the mindset I want you to lock in. A fill is not a pattern. It's an event. It needs an arc. Tighten and close. Accelerate, open and relieve, then land clean. If it doesn't clearly arrive somewhere, it just reads as random edits. Next, build your drum group so this stays organized. Create a group called Drums Main. Inside it, make tracks for break core, kick snare reinforce if you want that modern stability, perk tops, and then a track called Fill Stack Bus. That last one is where the magic lives. Now let's build the break in a way that's fill friendly. On break core, load an old school break, amen, think, hot pants, whatever suits your vibe. Drop it into simpler, and switch simpler to slice mode. Slice by transient, and set playback to trigger. Trigger is key for that old jungle feel because it behaves more like a sampler performance, not a single stretched loop. Adjust sensitivity until it's catching the important stuff. The kicks, the snares, and those ghost hits that give breaks their swing. Then create a MIDI clip, say 8 bars, and program your main pattern. Once the groove is rolling, duplicate the last bar and literally name it in your head as the fill bar. This matters, because we're about to start getting fancy and you always want a safe home base. Advanced move here. Even when the fill gets hectic, keep the kick implication stable. You don't always need a literal kick hit, but you need a shadow of the pulse so the dance floor doesn't feel like it fell into a hole. Now we build the actual fill stack rack. Go to your fill stack bus track and add an auto effect rack. Name it Sunrise Fill Stack. Inside it, create four chains. Chain A is break chop. This is your classic micro-edit intensity without needing to program a thousand notes. Drop beat repeat first. Set the interval to one bar so it behaves musically across phrases. Set chance somewhere between 30 and 60%, so it feels alive but not like a glitch demo. Variation around 10 to 20%, and keep pitch at zero to start. If you want darker gravity later, we'll dip pitch slightly, but keep it honest at first. After beat repeat, add auto filter, low pass 24 dB mode. Start your cutoff around 8 to 12k, and for tension you'll automate it down into the 2 to 4k range. And just a touch of resonance, not too much, because we're doing warehouse emotion, not laser squeal. Then add saturator. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This is about bringing the edge forward, not just making it louder. Trim output if needed. Important routing tip. Don't destroy your main break with this. Feed this chain from a send so it behaves like a throw. The clean method is, create a send on the break track and route that send into your fill stack bus. Then automate the send amount only during fill moments. That way your main loop remains stable, and the fill stack is an event that appears and disappears. Chain B is snare rush. This is the escalating panic energy before the release. Put a gate first to tighten tails, so the roll feels precise and doesn't smear. Then add redux. Aim for 8 to 12 bits and sample rate around 10 to 18k, lightly. You're looking for that crunchy jungle texture, not complete destruction. Then add drum bus. Drive maybe 5 to 15%, crunch around 10 to 25. Be careful with boom. Fills can get tubby fast, so keep boom low or even off. For the actual content, you can use a snare roll sample, or duplicate your snare hits and increase density. A classic ramp is eighth notes, then sixteenths, then a tiny 30-second burst at the end. Tasteful. And do not slam everything at velocity 127. Try a ramp from about 70 up to 110. That ramp is literally your emotion curve. Chain C is reverb throw plus impact. This is the sunrise lift. Put hybrid reverb first. Use a Hall algorithm, decay around 3.5 to 7 seconds, pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds, then EQ it inside the device or right after, low cut around 250 to 400 Hz, and high cut around 7 to 10k. This is crucial. Warehouse verbs get beautiful fast, and then they ruin your mix in the low mids even faster. After hybrid reverb, add echo. Set the time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4, feedback around 20 to 35%, and filter out the lows. High pass around 300 Hz, so your throw doesn't cloud the drop. Then a limiter at the end, just as a safety net. Ceiling around minus 0.3 dB. We're not crushing, we're preventing spikes when the throw hits. This chain is where you trigger your reverse crash, your single snare throw, a vocal stab tail, a ride swell, or a noise sweep. Here's a classic sunrise trick. Send only the last snare of the phrase into the huge reverb, and then cut it hard on the downbeat of the next section. That hard cut is your clean landing. It's the room opens up, then snaps back into focus move. Chain D is air, noise, ride sizzle. This is how you make the room feel wider without adding low end. Use operator as a noise source or a noise sample in simpler. Then auto filter high pass 12 dB. Sweep from about 1.5k up to 4k or a little higher. After that, add chorus ensemble with a low amount, maybe 10 to 25%, slow rate. Keep it subtle. Then utility. Push width to 130 to 160%. But make sure you're not widening anything with lows. If utility has bass mono options in your setup, use it. If not, rely on aggressive high-pass filtering, so this chain never fights your kick and bass. And an extra sound design coach note here, if your air sounds hissy, do not just turn it down and call it a day. Put EQ 8 before the widening, find the harsh band, often somewhere in the 6 to 9K zone, dip it a bit, then widen. That gives you open roof without fatigue. Now we're going to map macros, because the point is to perform this like an instrument. In the sunrise fill stack rack, make 8 macros. Macro 1 is intensity. This is your master. Map chain volumes for A, B, C, and D so they rise together. The key is, don't make them all hit maximum at the same time every time, but start with a basic rise so one knob gives you the general arc. Macro 2 is chop rate. Map beat repeat grid so it moves from 1/8 to 1/32nd, and automate it intentionally. If you just randomize tiny grids at full chance, it turns into chaos. We want controlled chaos. Macro 3 is filter close. Map the auto filter cutoff on the break chop chain from around 12k down to about 2.5k. This is your tighten and close tension move. Macro 4 is snare density. If you're doing MIDI-based snare rush, you can handle density via clip automation or by switching clips. The important thing is you treat density like a parameter, not a fixed role. Macro 5 is verb size. Map hybrid reverb decay from 3.5 seconds up to 7 seconds. Macro 6 is throw amount. This can be the volume of chain C, or it can be an actual send if you set it up that way. Either way, this is how hard you launch the throw. Macro 7 is air lift. Map the high pass sweep on chain D so it lifts from around 1.5k to 4.5k-ish. Higher if you want, but remember, too high and it becomes fizzy instead of emotional. Macro 8 is stereo bloom. Map utility width from 120% up to 160%. Workflow tip. If you only automate intensity and filter close, you can get 80% of the vibe. Then you sprinkle in verb size, air lift, and stereo bloom for the peak moment. Now arrangement, because this is where most people mess up. You can have the sickest rack in the world, and if you place fills wrong, it still won't feel like sunrise. Here's a reliable 32-bar approach. Bars 1 to 16. Rolling groove, restrained fills. Put a micro fill around bar 8. Make it half a bar. Light chop, tiny throw, nothing that screams look at me. Bars 17 to 24. Tension phase. Increase hat activity, and bring in a subtle snare rush ghost layer at low volume. This is also a great moment for a pre-fill warning sign. 2 bars before the big moment, dip one core element, like pull hats down by 2 or 3 dB, or remove a ghost layer. Then when the fill stack brings brightness back, it feels like a lift even if you didn't add that much. Bars 25 to 32, emotional lift. Bar 31 gets a bigger fill, a full bar. Bar 32, give yourself a full 2 beat open the roof moment. Reverb throw on the last snare. Air layer widens. Break chops accelerate. Then hard cut into bar 33. And here's the rule, the downbeat after the fill should feel cleaner, not denser. That contrast is the payoff. If bar 33 is equally cluttered, your fill has no meaning. Now let's keep this warehouse ready in the mix, because fill stacks can wreck your master fast. On the drums main group, use HQA to manage mod. If needed, a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz. If your break is dull, a gentle shelf up top, like plus 1 to 2 dB at 10k, but be careful because your air chain is already doing something up there. Then glue compressor, light. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Do not overglue jungle breaks. They need their microdynamics. Optional drum busts for a touch of drive or transient recovery if you're processing softened things. On the fill stack bus itself, high pass most layers above 150 to 300 Hz, especially reverb, noise, air. This is non-negotiable if you want the drop to hit, and another coach move. Make the fill bus obey the groove. Put a light sidechain compressor on the fill bus keyed from the kick. Even in jungle, even if it's just 1 to 2 dB of duck, it preserves the kicky implication while you go wild above it. Now, common mistakes to avoid. 1. Fills that erase the groove. If you remove all pulse markers, the room loses the thread. Keep one consistent marker, an offbeat hat, a quiet kick shadow, a rim every half bar. Give the brain something to latch on to. 2. Reverb in the low mids. High pass your reverb returns aggressively or your beautiful warehouse hall becomes a fog machine in the 250 to 600 zone.